You are listening to the Gospel Trail. Hello, this is Kevin, one of the hosts on the Gospel Trail. We are going to put our computer away here for several weeks. Last winter, as it happens, the snow was so deep in our area that our roof was a structure system. The trusses were severely damaged, and it took all summer to get the insurance company to agree to rebuild it and rebuild it correctly. So we're going to be starting that in a number of days. We're actually moving out of the building on the 26th, and as it would have it, on the Weather Channel last night, it said we're going to have snow on the 24th, and the whole idea is to get this house rebuilt before the snow, because it will not withstand another winter. So as part of the process, they clean out the entire inside of the building, and in other words, move all of our stuff out, put it in storage, and then send us off. I live here with my wife, Liz, who you've heard play music on the Gospel Trail podcast, and my youngest son, Mark, and his lovely daughter, Chloe. And in addition to that, we have my dog, Maggie, two cats, Penny and Krampus, who tries to live up to the name Krampus, but we love him anyway. So the entire process is just frantic and a lot of stress for the family. We'll be actually buying some new suitcases because they have a schedule to be out for 8 weeks to repair this, which they do the roofing system as soon as they can, and then they spend the rest of the time literally redoing the whole interior. The ceilings were torn out in the process. So what we have is an open box to the sky. And my satellite dish is then, of course, off the roof at all this time, and we're in another place. So we decided to just take some pressure off and not work on podcasts so diligently as we have been. And we thank you all for listening and following us on Spotify. You've got our ratings up. Brother Don, and he still has a whole directory full of daily podcasts, the Daily Podcast with Brother Don, and Sandy, I, and Brother Don, and sometimes others get together on Thursdays, and we record our Thursday podcast, which is a weekly longer one. The daily ones are 5 or 6 minutes, and they all can be found on Spotify or your favorite podcast software by just searching for The Gospel Trail. This is by no means an end to it. We're saddened that we have to stop publishing these for a while, but as it would have it, I am the producer, and I have the knowledge on how to produce these things, and my world is being turned upside down. So we must keep upright. And there are other things in this world that we should be focused on at the moment. One of them, or I would say the thing, is to pray for Israel. Psalm 112:6 says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they may be secure who love you." Way back in Genesis 12:2-3, God even talked about Israel, and I think that's when he established the world. He established everything. He says, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make you your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Lord, I thank you for blessing Israel. And Lord, we just need that blessing to roll out at this time for the people who are being murdered and tortured. Lord, Romans 10:1 even says, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them," and that's referring to Israel, "that they may be saved." So, Lord, that is our desire in our heart today. Keep them before us, Lord. Isaiah says, "And give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise of the earth." Lord, as Isaiah suggested, Lord, we just come before you and establish Jerusalem. Establish Jerusalem. Establish Jerusalem. I know you have, but right now it needs some establishing more than ever before. Bring it up, raise it up so that it may not be torn down. And Lord, make good your promise, as in Genesis, you established everything. You established man and you established woman and you established the earth and the sky and the oceans. And you also established in Genesis 13:15, "The land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever." If you are a Christian, if you are a child of God, if you are a believer, if you are one of those who fear the Lord, you must pray for Israel and pray now. For God is great and his mercies endure forever. Trust in the Lord. Let us all pray together, Romans 9:1-33. "I am speaking the truth of Christ in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promise. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen." We all suffer trials and feel the waves crashing around us at times. When November comes around in the area that I live in, I think of the gales and the winds and the storms of November that sunk the Edmunds Fitzgerald in the Lake Superior, and all the souls that were lost to the waves and the depths on that day. Or we're stressed out over things around us, the changes like we're going to have to move out of here and live in another place and keep our daily routines as normal, as we call it, as possible. Yeah, I just still can't help but think of Israel, and there is no normal or peace at the moment. Continue to pray for them, and we'll rejoin again in just a few short weeks here. But I'm going to leave you with some nautical wisdom before Liz sings "The Waves Are Crashing." Ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. Don't let what's happening around you get inside you and weigh you down.
I know. You are listening to the Gospel Trail.